views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today we're talking about intuition. Intuition is a natural and organic part of human beings. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what's the best way to talk about intuition?
Okay, well, there's so much noise around intuition, but basically, here's the geeky explanation. It's a pathway. It's a pathway that goes to your essence and then to the non-physical dimension. And without getting into what those things are exactly, we've been talking about essence for a long time. It's a channel, but it's also a channel for positive information from your essence, from the non-physical dimension. When you get those messages, that's where it's coming. It's through this intuitive pathway. But it's also a channel for negative messages and what we call, dark information that's unhelpful, bad, or even destructive.
So Jason, I'm sorry. Now we have to back up. Could you distinguish between the two a little bit better with a little more clarity here?
No. I get this.
He's really helpful, isn't he? Okay, here we go.
We get this question all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, how do I tell the difference between the good stuff and the bad stuff? And people, when they ask that question, they frame it like a programming question. Like if we were a machine, there must be a formula to get good information and a formula to get bad information. But it's not a formula. It's about the more negative energy you remove from your essence, the more clarity you have about you, your life, and those messages that you're getting from your intuition.
Meaning, if one is telling you to kill people, I want everyone out there to know that's probably not good information. It might be coming from your intuition, but it's not good information.
Because we're not supposed to kill each other. that wanted to kill their spouse. You know, I'm not sure you should act upon that. You know, okay. Because it's always the spouse that's gets pinched anyways, but you know, the police always go to the spot. So don't do that.
Okay. That's one thing that we're talking about. But the other thing is that the good information that we're talking about is things like, think to myself, I'm a little bit overweight and I want to lose some weight, that a gallon of ice cream that's in the freezer, if it's calling your name, I guarantee you that is not good information. But the good information is that you can distinguish that it's not good information.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know, and some of that, you know, if we were to tell you how to distinguish, it's when you use your intuition, not as a standalone, but in conjunction with your other senses.
Exactly.
With your other abilities like logic.
Yes.
Logic works with intuition.
Really well, actually.
And it's very helpful.
Now, we have to admit that emotions at times can work with intuition. When you and I are working with people, we use their emotions to help them see what's in their best interest.
Well, in this case, it's our emotions that tell us what to look for.
Yes.
And it's their emotions that tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very helpful. So,
okay.
You know, it's basically how we work. Now, it's important to understand that by knowing yourself, the biggest thing you can use for your intuition to distinguish, you ask the question, how do you distinguish? The most important way you do that is through knowing yourself. So what does that mean?
And how do you do that, Jason?
Okay, how do you do that?
Wait a minute. Great segue there. Okay. And how do you do that, Jason?
Well, for example, I know that I'm overly optimistic. I can be logical left brain, so I filter more. Now, Patricia, I'm going to talk about you because that's more fun.
Because you can.
That's more fun. Patricia has been taught to go to the worst a lot of times. So she'll get information and she goes to the worst. But she's also more emotional, so she gets more impressions. But more of that, those impressions have to be filtered.
And by the way, how I get through that is I use the ecosystem approach because it's through the clearing that then I gain the objectivity to see what's in the best interest of the situation.
Exactly. A lot of times we will clear those negative emotions. We might be getting an impression and we clear the negative emotions around those.
The negative energy around those so we can see what is really going on and what is needed in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So that can be very, very helpful. And then you look again.
Okay.
You know, we clear something, then we look again.
Okay. So, Jason, intuition uses emotions to give us impressions and subtle messages, but emotions need to be refined.
That's true. And the way you refine emotions, and we've talked about this a lot, the way you refine emotions is by clearing those emotions that are attached to your essence, especially the negative ones. Let me give an example.
I was going to say, please give us an example.
If you program yourself or have been programmed,
which, by the way, all of us have,
you have to get to work on time. You have to get to work on time. That's programming.
Yes.
So what do? You wake up and you say, oh, I don't want to go to work. But what do you do? You force yourself to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that creates resentment, but go ahead.
Anger, bitterness. And so when you're trying to use your emotions and all of a sudden you have all this anger and bitterness, it interferes with that. But if there's something you're trying to see that by definition makes you a little angry, those angry and bitter emotions may come up to distort the messages you're trying to get.
Right, right.
For example, if you see someone and you said, that guy makes me mad, or you're having an interaction with a store clerk at a store and you feel like, oh my gosh, that person just took advantage of me, and you get really angry.
Well, but remember, the customer is always right, and therefore, if the clerk was telling you something, or you thought that the clerk was taking advantage of you, if you step back and clear the negative energies between you, you can get clarity.
That's how you do it. But my point is that your first reaction may be an angry one.
Yes.
That is in excess of what's relevant for the situation. In other words, your intuition may be telling you, oh my gosh, this guy really took advantage of me and I need to get really angry. I need to go to the store manager. I need to burn the store down. I need to,
please don't do that.
Jump over the counter and start choking him. Those angry emotions are probably out of sync or excessive.
Okay.
That keeps us from that refinement that we're talking about. So,
exactly.
So when you're getting up every morning and going to work and getting angry and bitter about it, if you can just slow yourself down, not slow yourself down, but actually clear away those negative emotions.
Right.
So when you in a situation like with the store clerk and you're feeling angry,
right,
you can have it in proportion.
Right.
Your intuition can say, hey, there's something wrong here. Maybe I should look at it. It may be that the clerk didn't do anything wrong. Maybe the clerk was just having a bad day. Maybe the clerk
maybe
was just
you
new.
Were having a bad day.
Exactly.
Right.
Our intuition is very helpful in helping us assess those things.
Right.
But if we've been programming ourselves and putting our emotions in the closet
I'm always right.
For so long, they can't be trusted.
Exactly.
I guess the other thing we're saying is that it's our emotions that kind of nudge us. You know, a lot of my intuition, when someone tells me something and I go, ugh, you know, whether I say that out loud or not, doesn't matter. That's a hint from my emotions that something's not right.
That's a hint from your intuition.
Yes.
That channel.
Yes.
Yes.
It's carried by emotions. Yeah. So we need.
Back it up.
We say this so quickly and it's clear to us, but we want to make sure it's clear to you. Your intuition is a channel.
Right.
Through that channel comes emotions.
Right.
That we interpret to get information.
Correct.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the second segment, but these emotions, if they're not refined, don't give us accurate information, and they're really out of proportion with what needs to happen.
Exactly. So, Jason, I hope that was clear. And by the way, send us an email and let us know if that was clear to you. What are the key points of this segment, Jason?
Intuition carries both good and bad information. The ability to know the difference between good and bad is based on self-knowledge, wisdom, and evolutionary growth. Intuition uses emotions to give us impressions and subtle messages, and the refinement of intuition is a lifetime process and has infinite capabilities to grow and develop.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about misconceptions about intuition and common illusions. If you understand these misconceptions, your ability to use intuition will increase significantly. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about intuition, and in this segment, we're talking about misconceptions regarding intuition. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what are some of the common misconceptions? And by the way, there's several of them, everyone.
There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I love this. This just makes me happy because I've been dealing with these misconceptions all since we've been working.
Yes.
So
actually even before, but yes.
Here's the first one. Intuition is always the same 100% of the time. No. It's like a radio. If you remember the old time TVs, I mean, it probably dates us, but we have to always constantly adjust the rabbit ears. It's the same thing with intuition. Sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, if I guarantee you, if you're like our producer who just went through traveling hell and was sitting in an airport for a bazillion hours, your intuition probably isn't working at its tip-top level. You know, it's just like it responds to negative people. It responds to moods, preferences, feelings, like very much like a sensitive radio receiver.
Right, right. So, okay, next.
There is no intuition check for the truth. That's not true. Your intuition is your best tool for you to determine whether something's right or not.
When you get that feeling of, whoa, this person isn't, whatever they're saying isn't quite right, that's your intuition. That is your intuition. That is a wonderful, wonderful tool for you. It definitely, in this world today, is really important.
You know, I have a client who is very intuitive. She doesn't really know it or she's not comfortable with it. But she's is in a family where it's all about facts and figures. So if she's having conversation about politics or world events or whatever, she's always felt that unless she cites facts and figures, she can't join the conversation with any sort of credibility. But the truth is, when these things out in the world are happening, and she could just say, "Oh, you know, he's not being honest," or "That doesn't feel right to me," or That's wrong. That's intuition, but it's the most appropriate way to determine the truth. And if you look in our politics today, oh my gosh, there's so much spin. You can take any sort of factual information and spin it one way or the other, that the only real avenue that you have to really figure out what's what is your own intuition. So that's a big one for me.
Right. Okay. And so I want to make this statement. The not truth here is that your intuition gets literal information, facts, figures, and specifics. It's really important that we understand that, like in that family, everyone else is working off of no intuition and just using facts and figures. And your client is using her intuition to go through life, which is great. She doesn't use it completely, that's for sure, meaning only.
Right.
So,
well, and this next misconception is the fact that people think that's all the time, that if our intuition is like a printout in our brain.
Right.
It's like It's like a Google, where you Google something and you get a printout. You
well,
know?
That's a, those are facts and figures, so to speak.
Those are facts and figures. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
What really happens through intuition is you get vague impressions that require interpretation.
Right.
How do you interpret your what comes through your intuition? By clearing the negative away, energy away from your essence.
Exactly.
So you have more wisdom and knowing about what's going on.
Okay. So the next one, here's another misconception. You either have it, meaning intuition, or you don't.
Everyone has it, and it can be refined and developed. It's right. It's natural to human beings.
It is. You know, animals, and a really good, you know, animals have it 10, 20 million fold.
In spades.
Exactly. So here's another misconception. You can force it to work.
You can't sit someone down and say, now you be intuitive right now. It doesn't respond well to force. It doesn't work better. It works better when it's relaxed and in a good mood.
Right.
So, and then the next misconception, intuition is designed to be used separately.
Oh, wait a minute. Jason, do your thing.
No. Intuition is part of the whole of us, which includes logic, you know, the artistry of our right brain and other senses.
Right.
It's not meant to be standalone.
Right. Okay. The next one is misconception. You can't see what's in a person's heart.
I hear this a lot lately, you know, that, oh, I don't know what he really means by that, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not true. You know, we know what people really mean by that all the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's natural for us to read other people and to know their intention behind the things that they say.
And that's a really important point, their intention.
And it's natural that we would do it.
Yes.
It was natural that we would see that information, right. See that intention, mm-hmm. and know what it means. But I keep hearing this. Well, I can't tell what he meant by that.
Right.
Well, you know. They don't want to say what they think they meant by that. But anyways, that's another thing.
Okay. The next one.
Intuitive exercises develop intuition.
Whoa, let's back that doggy bus up.
We see so many programs about developing your intuition. Where it's like blindfolding yourself. So you take away your sight and then it heightens your hearing and your other senses. That's true. But the minute you take off the blindfold, you know, you kind of go back to normal. And the same thing with intuition. You can have intuitive exercises to help you, you know, focus on your intuition. But the best way to get to develop your intuition is what? The ecosystem approach, removing the negative energy from your essence.
Exactly. That was my line, everyone. You know, and the important part is everyone that I'm hoping everyone is getting is that when you use the ecosystem approach, this becomes natural and easy and you learn to trust yourself.
Yes.
So that's really, really, really a big deal. Here's another one. That intuition, this is a misconception, that intuition can predict the future. Oh, okay.
You know, the psychics out there, the clairvoyants, you know, this is how intuition gets discredited.
Yes.
Because the truth is that we live in free will.
Mm-hmm.
And that the future is always recalibrating
all the time,
reorganizing.
Exactly.
And it's based on our free will from all these different factors of all these other people around us is influencing
including weather and situations.
Right.
Yes.
So here is the truth though.
Okay.
With intuition, you can see trends. Now we see this with people all the time. And we talk about this with our clients, over the years that, hey, we see this trend of where you're going and it's not good. It's not like we're saying that this is going to happen to you, but it's
right.
a trend.
Okay. So here's one of the biggest ones. It's okay to let others define your intuition for you. Whoa.
I had a client one time that told me about a website where this guy was offering $1 million for anyone that could prove that they're intuitive. Or it's psychic is what the word. He used
yes.
the word psychic. So he said, anybody that can prove it, I'll give you $1 million. And the rub was he defined what intuition was. So he defined it in a way that was very mechanical. If you're intuitive, then you should, or if you're psychic, you should be able to do this, 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 and this. Well, that's not true.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to talk about today. So
okay.
Don't let other people define it. they use false beliefs and frames that will discredit it.
Okay. And then the last one that we have at the moment is you can't be intuitive, psychic, or clairvoyant for yourself.
Oh, that is so not true. I know there was a famous psychic that used to say that all the time. And that was because of she had so much negative energy attached to her essence.
She did.
She couldn't see herself very clearly.
Yeah.
The truth is you can, but it takes a lot more refinement. Now, to be honest, Patricia and I always kind of bounce things off each other. Well, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's personal to us.
Right.
And that can be very helpful, but it's not like the other person's the only source and we can't see it for ourselves.
Exactly. So, Jason, what's the newsletter bonus for this week?
If you sign up for a newsletter, we're going to give you some clearings to help you unlock your intuition, to remove that negative energy from your essence right away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the newsletter is great because it gives you the backstory. I always talk about Patricia in the newsletter. Since I'm writing it, I always talk about Patricia. It's fun.
Great.
And but we talk about our personal life and how we apply the ecosystem approach in our daily living. If you go to our website right now, www.livinglighter.org, and go to the newsletter tab, all we ask for your name and your email address. You can sign up right away. It's free. Do it right now.
Okay. And so, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Intuition has been discredited based on the illusions and the toxic effect of programming.
Okay.
Intuition cannot predict the future, but it can see trends. Intuition is always at its best when used in conjunction with the other senses.
Mm-hmm.
And refined intuition is the best truth detector.
Love that. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to develop your intuition and make it useful for you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized. at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about intuition. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to develop your own intuition. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. How do you develop your intuition?
This is going to sound almost too easy. Mm-hmm. The same negative energy that covers up your essence that we've been talking about in every single show that we've done so far,
yes,
is also the stuff that covers up your intuitive pathway. So it's a twofer. If you're doing the ecosystem approach, you're always developing your intuition. Now, a lot of people come to us for all sorts of reasons.
Right.
Some of them, it's rare, but some of them is to develop their intuition. But it doesn't matter because it happens naturally. It happens organically.
Well, okay. Let's just stop here for just a moment. And I just want to say that my intuition is telling me that really scares people. It really scares people and makes them uncomfortable because a lot of them think, well, there's no way I could understand or deal with or even know if I'm telling the truth or if I'm if my intuition is working or, is that expression? Is this on? You know, that kind of thing. It scares people. And oftentimes people think, well, I'll just let somebody else do it instead of me. The bottom line is that we were meant to have our intuition as a right-hand man. It was meant for us to use.
It's been so discredited because we have this view of our humanity that looks like a machine.
Right.
That you work the same way all the time, 100% of the time.
Right.
So if you have an intuitive hit, mm-hmm. something feels a certain way to you, and you can't prove it, if it doesn't happen every single solitary time.
If it's not in black and white.
It's been discredited.
Yes.
To say,
yes.
Oh, you can't trust your intuition. But that's not true.
Yes.
It's not something you want to trust 100%, you know, if mm-hmm. you're, depending on the situation, you know, it's something that as you develop, you learn to trust it more and more. You know, I know that, I've been intuitive all my life, but my biggest problem was I didn't have the confidence to trust or to stand up and say, yeah, this is what I know.
I'm going to tell a little story right here. When I was younger, when I was a kid, my intuition was there all the time and I would say things and, you know, get the evil eye from my mom and stuff. And, but she said to me, this programming thing on a regular basis to me. And by the way, I came to find out, she didn't say this to my brothers and sisters, which was very interesting. She would say to me, why aren't you like the rest of my children? I didn't know exactly what she meant, but however I was being, what that meant to me, how come you're not like the rest of my children, meant that I was wrong, bad, and whatever I was doing, I needed to stop.
Well, and the best story, I think, in which is along these lines, is when you saw that little boy.
Yes.
When you were a little girl.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
I was about 5 or 6.
And that little boy was a ghost. It wasn't alive.
He wasn't physical.
You know,
physical.
And your mother had this ability.
Yes, she did.
And she saw him.
Yes, she did.
But she shamed you.
Yes.
When you spoke up about it.
She told me to shut up and go to bed.
And there's so many people out there who have intuition that's natural and organic.
Right.
And they've been shamed so much that they don't use it.
Right.
And oh my gosh, it has very, very negative effects.
Well, and I want to move on from this because we're going to do a whole nother show about ways and things that Jason and I have been able to do. We'll do that in time.
And today it's really not about us.
No,
this isn't
not
about our intuition. It's about your intuition.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, a lot of people use things like drugs and weed, you know, marijuana, LSD, to open themselves up. We've had clients over the years talk about
alcohol.
This, you know, and it does, it works, but it's sort of like taking a crowbar and and opening that channel. But as long as you know, you're holding that crowbar, and as soon as you let it go, it goes back the way it was.
Right.
And
right.
The natural way to do that, the natural way to open up your intuition is through the ecosystem approach, which is to remove the negative energy. Because exactly. It happens naturally, organically, and you become more of you than you were before.
And you also become very comfortable with it. In other words, it doesn't seem like it's strange or off. It just is, and it's wonderful.
I wanted to tell the story about the book I read about remote viewing.
Oh, yes, 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 book, yes, yes, yes.
They referenced it in a recent CBS Sunday Morning show.
They did.
About remote viewing, which was an Army program, and they taught people who were had
abilities,
psychic, clairvoyant, whatever, to go and the purpose of the program was to go spy on other countries,
right?
And it worked. Of course, it was discredited because of this programming mentality. But one of the things that I took away from that book, and it was this guy, he had been hit in the head with a machine gun. He had
a bullet. That's right.
Yes. And he had his helmet on and it knocked something so that all of a sudden he had these impressions. Well, that's a great example of a artificial way of getting, you know, opening up your intuition. But he would talk in the book about he would black out and go for days and not know where he was.
Right.
And he basically lost his wife. They were divorced. She would find him in the middle of the night out on the lawn yelling and screaming.
Yes.
That, you know, intuition is not supposed to be that way. If he was, if they would have removed the negative energy from your essence in that program, they would have improved the people's intuition and they wouldn't have been crazy.
Right.
And I think the reason intuition and psychic ability, clairvoyant, is always discredited because a lot of times it comes to you from ways that are not natural, or that it's a very narrow, like a savant. It's like a very narrow talent and ability, but it's doesn't apply to the rest of your life and you become crazy and weird.
Well, and the people that are around you that are programmed think you're crazy and weird and don't know how to handle it.
Now, the truth is both Patricia and I are crazy and weird, but we could go into like society and look perfectly normal.
Well, we can pull it off. We can
pull it off. Yeah. And that's because we our intuition has been developed through the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's a biggie.
Okay. So, you know, go ahead, Jason.
Well, here's the ironic part about intuition is that it can help you remove the negative energy that's attached to your essence. But as you remove the negative energy that's attached to your essence, it helps you have greater intuition.
Okay.
And then you can use your greater intuition to remove more negative energy. It's a neat, interesting circle.
Okay.
And that, you know, when you, the programming creates emotions that are so strong, it becomes difficult. Your intuition just doesn't function the way it should. And that removing the negative energy attached to essence helps you refine those emotions and helps with self-knowledge, which of course helps with intuition.
Exactly. So, Jason, one of the key points of this segment?
Negative energy that interferes with essence interferes with intuition. That uncovering essence refines intuition. That the ecosystem approach is a natural and powerful way to develop intuition. And that self-knowledge helps in the refinement of intuition.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about how to do clearing. Thank you for doing all of that, Jason. And so we're going to start with you, Jason.
So for those of you who haven't been with us before, clearing is a way of removing negative energy. It's very simple. You just, you can sit, you can stand on your head. Doesn't matter how you're
positioned.
But when we say, and to eliminate, I want you in your mind's eye, in your imagination, just kind of gather up all that negative energy associated with what we say, you know, in terms of that to eliminate phrase, and then blow it into a trash can. Put the trash can any way you want. It's in your imagination. We own the trash can. We'll empty the trash can. Don't worry about the trash can. And if we say something that doesn't really apply to you, it won't hurt you.
Okay.
And people say that to us all the time.
Yeah.
The truth is that chances are it does apply to you, but that's another.
You just don't know it yet. That's a whole other show.
A whole other show. So,
all right. And then we're going to activate life force energy. And it's just basically a reversal. We're going to activate it and allow very positive, wonderful, warm energy to come into your heart. You can do it through the top of your head or directly into your heart. And we see this as clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you develop your intuition. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about intuition, and we're going to start clearing right now, removing the negative energies that are covering up your intuition. So Jason, why don't you give us Why don't you give it a start?
Here we go. Let's do some clearing. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can understand the negative energy in my essence that interferes with my intuition. Take a breath. Gather that all up. Blow it into the trash can. You can't do this wrong, okay?
That's one of the best parts about it.
People say, I'm not doing it right. I don't feel it. You know,
sometimes it takes a little while, but yes. So,
And to eliminate my numbness, so mm-hmm. I know that I'm doing it right.
Exactly.
To my own feelings. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear and judgment that about doing the clearing and about wanting to have intuition that is in my highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I have to be perfect at the process like a machine when no, I don't have to be perfect at all. Take a breath. Gather that all up. That need to be perfect, throw it into the processor.
And to eliminate the anger, stress, guilt, shame, fear, and worry so I can clear my intuition. Take a breath. Easy. That one was kind of big. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the numbness I have to the negative energy that blocks my intuition. That's a biggie. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear the negative energy constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a nice breath. Jason, I want to stop and give the audience a little bit of an example regarding that. In other words, when you say constantly, what do you mean?
A lot of us, you know, a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure, are do energy work, yoga,
right.
Tai
exactly.
Chi, Qigong. Right. But if you do that once a week, it's nowhere near enough.
Three times a week. Yes, of course.
You know, Patricia and I do it all day.
Several times a day. One of the...
We don't even sit down to do it. I mean,
no,
we can
not
walk
at all.
It down the hall and say, and to eliminate
this
the
or
fear
that.
Or,
yes,
or, yeah,
right.
You know.
And I'm going to give everybody a really good example. My husband talks about me. Well, I'm going to talk about him. This is one that I would clear for Jason. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping Jason from cleaning his desk. Take a breath, everybody. Help Jason out here. Take a breath.
Take a breath. Thank God this isn't video.
All right. So, and to eliminate, so I can see my intuition as an organic part of me and enjoy the development of it and have fun with it. Take a breath.
Okay, and you
want to activate? Is that what you want?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can commit to constantly, consistently, and specifically helping Jason clear his desk, remove the negative energies from my life. I couldn't resist, everyone. Take a nice breath. Let that positive energy come in all around you. Let it just happen. It's wonderful. Take a breath.
What she's saying is that if you're ADD, you can still clear because you know you could clear in the middle and go off on a segue and then come back to it and still
works. All still good. Yes. Okay. Take a nice breath, everybody.
And to activate life force so I can have hope about the restoration of my intuition.
Ooh, that's big.
And know that I have it. Take a breath.
And know that I can do it.
Yes. Bring that pure,
clear
light in. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And to activate life force so I can love myself and allow myself, give myself permission to use my intuition in my life without shame, without guilt, without fear. Take a breath. Pull it in. It's nice, easy. It's wonderful. And to activate life force so I can restore my natural function of my intuition and my essence easily, smoothly, and with clarity for me. Take a breath.
you know, one of the things that people don't understand is, you know, that we're thinking like a machine, that we just do it and it works,
right,
blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that programming that we've been doing for so long really numbs us out.
Yeah,
it does. And
gets us stuck in fear.
The truth is that clearing works. We know it works. We've been doing it for 18 years. We've been doing it for a bazillion clients, and we've seen the positive effects.
Correct.
Trust that it's going to work and keep doing it.
For you.
Yes.
Now activate life force all the way around that.
Yes.
And take a nice breath. Let that happen. And to activate life force energy so I can use all my senses and abilities in natural ways that help me love my life and love myself. Take a nice breath, pull in that positive energy. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity. Getting to know my intuition and getting to understand the essence of who I am. Starting right now, take a nice breath. Let it happen. Let it come all the way around you. I have one more. And to activate life force so I can use my intuition to help me gain and get back to really positive, optimal health so I can continue my life in my highest and best interest by using my intuition. Take a nice breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, you know, this was always a big part of what we do, but I've been resisting having a show on it because it sounds boring. And I guarantee you, this is not going to be a boring show. But the next week, we're going to talk about stress.
Have we ever had a boring show?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about stress.
You know, and everybody has it, but most of us kind of just say, oh,
it's just stress.
It's just part of ourselves. I mean, how can we live our life without stress?
It's just stress.
Most people, most of the experts, quote unquote, try and help you with stress by saying, get rid of the things that make you stressful.
Well, wait a minute, or give you a pill.
You know, give you a pill. And the truth is, either one doesn't work.
Well, they work temporarily or a little bit.
Yes. I mean, they'll make you forget about it, but it doesn't get rid of the energy of the stress.
Exactly. And that's one of the main things that we do, because that's the ecosystem approach, to get rid of what doesn't serve us.
Here's the thing about stress, and I just want to tease you a little bit with this. That if you're trying to do something that's really important, like have more family time at the dining room table, or have a better relationship with your spouse, if you're stressed when you sit down and to have that better relationship, it's not going to turn out very well. If you want to have that conversation with one of your kids and you're really stressed, it's not going to turn out very well.
Well, and if you're sitting at the dinner table and one of your kids, one being a six-year-old that doesn't want to eat this, and you have a teenager as well, now there's your really stressful situation, not to mention probably you have a job. So understand that the ecosystem approach works for stress. It is amazing.
We have a really interesting perspective about this. You'll find it very interesting. We're going to apply it to all the places that you can be, not all, but a lot of the places that you're stressed in your life now, and what to do about it in ways that are practical and very, very doable.
Okay. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our radio show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio.
You know, I just want to say one thing about that. You know, the newsletter is so much fun. And if you've been listening for a while, see, the other thing is that, speaking of recording, we're not live today. If you're listening to us at our normal time slot, it's a recording. I'm telling a secret. It's a recording.
Well,
your intuition may have told you that.
Right. But that has to do with because it's going to be a holiday on Monday.
But if you're listening, this is, and you like the show, this is a really practical, we always try and be practical with what we do so that not only we tell you what the problem is and how it's created, but then we help you with it right there in the show.
Right.
So mark your calendar. And if you can't listen at that time, you might be listening at our regular time on Monday, but you can't normally listen at that time, go to our recording. It's just as good. You can download it on your smartphone and take it with you and listen to it a little bit at a time. It'll be a lot of fun.
And by the way, I have clients that use this for a stress reliever while they're at work because they've downloaded it.
Yes.
So, all right. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments. So send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. Jason likes to be liked on Facebook.
Oh, I'm so vulnerable to my likes. So please don't let me have to clear the shame of not being liked on Facebook.
All right.
And our Facebook page is at livinglighter.org.
That's where I was going. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.